to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
What's going on?
You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. I got Dr. Doom on the line with me right now. What's up, man?
What's going on?
Chilling, man, chilling. You guys can do exactly what he just did. Hit us up, 706-993-4606. That's 706-993-4606. Got a lot going on this week. Follow along on Facebook on the Wrestling Call-In Show. Follow us on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. Hit us up on the email, twcis999@gmail.com. Join up at our website, thewrestlingcallinshow.webs.com. Man, what's been going on with you this week, man? How things been?
All hell done broke loose, it seemed like.
Why you say that, man?
Man, between turnbuckle throwbacks, no rant, this hurricane I'm in, you know what I mean, not hurricane, but tropical depression. Mm. I just feel like we got a super villain trying to take down the network.
Everything's going to be all right, man. Everything's going to be okay. All right. We're going to get through. Your boy's here, so everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, because I was going to have to go and employ some goons to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Man. Got High Tower, should be calling in a few. May have a special guest. Well, I had a special guest. Randy may call in soon as well. He's getting his Skype set up. He's sort of kind of new to Skype, so I've been trying to help him out, get his Skype set up, ready to go for the show. So we got a lot to talk about. Let's see who we got on. I got Dr. Doom, myself, and we got four anonymous users. Y'all stop hiding.
It's Tony C.
Let's stop hiding. I know Tony C, one of them. I know Lee, the other one. Y'all just need to stop hiding. Man.
Well, you know it's not Surfer. He's at the con. So.
Yeah, you know it ain't Surfer. You know it ain't him. You know, he's trying to get that little sneak preview to Iron Fist.
Yeah, I seen the trailer for that. That looked good,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it looked real good. It looks real good. So, you guys.
Oh, man.
So, you guys.
I'm going
jump on his show. Sorry. You guys can jump on his show tomorrow and talk about that. What are you reading? Comic show tomorrow. So, definitely check that out on the air range of Rant and Radio. Randy just texted. Just hit me up on Facebook. Let me tell him where I'm on right now. But first. First, I want to ask you, man, did you watch the TNA pay-per-view?
No.
You know what? I got the results for that, and it kind of piggybacks some of the stuff. I just don't get what they're doing. Between this pay-per-view and what recently has happened, I just don't get it.
Was it pre-taped?
I think it was a live pay-per-view, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
I think it was live. DJZ defeats Trevor Lee to retain the X Division title. Eli Drake wins the Bound for Glory match to earn a future TNA World title match. Moose defeated Mike Bennett. Aaron Rex defeated Eddie Edwards to become the first ever TNA Impact Grand Champion. Whatever the hell that means. The Hardys defeat Crazy Steve and Abyss to win the TNA tag team titles. Gail Kim defeats Maria Kanellis to win the TNA Knockouts title for the umpteenth time. Bobby Lashley defeats EC3 in a no-holds barred match to defend the TNA World Heavyweight title. Now, saying all that, you jump back to the newest, you go to the newest episode of Impact, and
everybody already got the titles.
Eddie Edwards captures the TNA World title.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing. I really don't know.
So the guy, so he won the what? What's it? The Grand Champion title.
So Aaron Rex, who we all know who he used to be, he mm-hmm. beat Eddie Edwards to become the first ever TNA Impact Grand Champion. But then Eddie Edwards defeats Bobby Lashley to be the World Heavyweight Champion.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are they doing?
I don't know. They might have a brand split or something coming up.
And I'm glad you said that. There's some other news going on in the world of TNA this week. But first, before we get into that, I want to go into this WWE No Mercy pay-per-view tomorrow. I don't know how this card is going to do because, as you know, they're up against a presidential debate.
I don't know, considering what Trump just said, talking about grabbing some pussy.
I really don't know. I mean,
you go ahead, man.
I really don't know what they're going to do because it's going to be kind of jaded. I mean, if you're going to go against the presidential debate, I'll imagine you will have one of the best cards. And this card don't look all right, but it ain't anything great.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of like pay-per-view fatigued, man. It's like, all right, we'll watch it next week. It's another pay-per-view. Feel like it's coming too quick.
Yeah. Way too quick. Way too quick, too. And, man, I remember back in the day, your pay-per-views, you know, they were something special. Now it's
Now it's like a glorified Raw.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Let me start getting Mr. Hightower on the phone real quick. Mr. Hightower, line number 3, how you doing, my friend?
Doing good.
Good, man, good. I know you watched that TNA pay-per-view this week.
No, I didn't.
I mean, everybody's watching Luke Cage, man.
Luke Cage that day.
Man, Luke Cage was awesome. It was awesome.
Hey, did y'all buy that limited edition vinyl that's coming out? They got the soundtrack. It's like Power Man Yellow. That's the color of the vinyl.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, the soundtrack's available on iTunes, like the digital version, but the vinyl got sold out, so they had to make a second pressing.
Wow.
I collect records, man. I'm like a relic.
Ain't no wrong with that, bro. Ain't no wrong with that, man. Ain't a damn thing wrong with it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be getting my cotton mouth on. I don't know. I might have to change my moniker now.
Let's see, cotton mouth. But the series is really good. I really like it. Let's get into this No Mercy pay-per-view. First match on the card, Baron Corbin versus Jack Swagger. That's like a who cares match.
That's going to put me to sleep match right there.
Yeah, that's the sleep.
Man. Then we got Carmelo versus Nikki Bella.
Great feud.
I
don't know. After Total Bellas, man, I'm kind of fearing for Nikki the way Dictator Cena is.
Hell, Cena.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just like he's Surfer's hero, man. You're a dictator.
I wonder if the two are connected.
Oh.
Between Dictator Cena and Surfer. I just wonder if the two are connected.
He's his mentor. Surfer mentor Cena, man.
Dictator Cena, what are you ruling?
Yep.
What are you ruling? Career versus IC title match. The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler.
Ziggler losing.
Ziggler career is on the line, so I think he might lose. No, Ziggler might win this one.
He might turn heel.
I can see that. I can see that. And it would make sense for him to turn heel because everything's on the line for him.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. They can make Miz a babyface.
Right. That'd be kind of cool. SmackDown Tag Team SmackDown Tag Team title match. Rhino and Heath Slater versus the Usos. Your cousins might go over, Hightower.
Yeah.
Yeah, look like they might go over.
Just might go over. I was kind of looking forward to this match for different reasons, but Becky Lynch got pulled from the pay-per-view due to injury.
She getting slapped up?
It was announced the day she got pulled due to injury. So I don't know what they're going to do to replace it.
So what type of injury?
From what I understand, it was something with her shoulder.
Or for real?
Yeah, something with her shoulder, I thought I saw.
Layla's going to come back for a run-in. That's what's going to happen.
You didn't say Layla.
Man, that was my girl, man.
I want to ask you guys, what do you guys think about Alexa Bliss?
That's the Harley Quinn girl, right?
Yeah.
I think she looked pretty good out there. To be honest.
Yeah. Me too. Hopefully they do something with that. Hopefully, you know, but they're talking to him from what I read today that Becky wasn't going to lose the title. So,
yeah.
Man, we're going to strip her the belt. So,
that's the Harley Quinn girl, right?
I think so when you say that, yeah. We also get Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt.
Maybe Bray Wyatt.
Sister Abigail tonight.
And who's guess who's supposed to be Sister Abigail? That no good redheaded can't run the ropes right, Eva Marie.
How? I think that's probably not.
How's that physically possible?
I was looking at more thing that you gave me and I was just searching. Nah. It's not her. I think it's not gonna be her.
I hope it's not.
She'll probably show up tonight.
She's gonna fight in Becky Lynch's place.
Ugh. Just don't put no belt on her and I'll be straight. Then we have the WWE Championship match. Triple threat. AJ Styles, your champion, versus Dean Ambrose versus John Cena.
AJ.
I'm going with AJ too. Who you going with, Hightower?
AJ to return.
Yeah, to retain.
Because I heard Cena and Ambrose supposed to be filming a movie or something.
He ain't coming back.
Who, Cena?
No, I mean, what's his name?
Ambrose,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, he ain't coming back for a while. They'll probably put him on an injury list, like a work injury.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put him out of the storyline, mm-hmm. and then we might see Cena and another CJ, Cena and AJ feud.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Like I say, I just hope it's not. I just hope Eva Marie doesn't show her non-skillful self in there. A couple other things we got going this week, a couple other rumors. I know you guys heard the Goldberg rumors this week.
No. I see anything with Goldberg, I ain't gonna look at it.
It seems like Goldberg is really coming back, I guess.
I think it was because of the games coming out next week, right?
Yeah, because of the game coming out, yeah.
Now, if I can find it here, I wrote that down. Paul Heyman gave issued a warning to Bill Goldberg on Twitter.
I think it's just promotion, like Punk and Austin at you with the game.
Dear @Goldberg, I respectfully suggest you don't confuse the fantasy of at WB Games, hashtag WB2K17, with the reality that is at Brock Lesnar.
They ain't gonna wrestle. It's gonna be just like that one year. They gonna walk around for like 7 minutes, flick the crowd off.
And that's it, huh? That's gonna be it.
And a couple more stunners.
Happy.
Say what?
I said Goldberg gonna go over, so I'll be happy about that.
Cause you don't like Brock.
Man, that's the lesser of two evils, right?
Yeah.
You damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, either way, we don't win. Either way.
Oh, no, no. If Goldberg win, I win.
Yep.
I was glad to see Goldberg whoop his ass again. Quote, unquote.
What'd you guys think about Sasha Banks winning that Raw Women's title this week? And the women main eventing at that.
I don't have an issue with it, but it seems like they're just blowing their load with this feud. With these title changes on Raw, not giving her not a pay per view.
I think they have to do that because they had to do something. And now between them two holding the title, if it's not nobody else, if it's just between these two going back and forth the title, I love the feud between these two right now. I love the feud, and it's not over. It's probably not going to be over until Royal Rumble.
But you know they're talking, rumor is they're considering making a Sasha Banks versus Charlotte match a Hell in a Cell match, the main event of that next pay-per-view. So
I would.
And I like the ladies' clothes, and when you got ladies who can work, you know, I like the ladies' clothing.
That could be their last few, because that's it. No. Their last few got to be in December. That could be their last few held in the cell.
Yeah.
And then going to fight somebody else, like
right.
Emma.
Right. Because she should be back by then.
And they can start ramping up for WrestleMania with Bayley versus Sasha.
Yeah. You want to savor that. You want to put that to the side. They know not to blow their load too early on that.
Yeah. You guys think they're shoving Sasha Banks down our throat?
No.
Nah.
If they think that, then they just crazy. Because they really not. It's just that's the two only Charlotte and besides Bayley. Bayley, yeah. She's up there, but she's not. To me, she's a star, but I think Sasha is like more of a star than her to me.
And she's giving out the feelers for Bayley right now.
And then plus they vets, right? Well, all them vets, but you know they vets on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
On the main roster, right. So Bayley really got to start from the bottom,
right, to get a shot. Brock Lesnar was again in the news this week, saying, and a rumor. This is strictly a rumor that I picked up on. Brock Lesnar versus Shane McMahon could very well be the idea WB has in mind for Mania 33. Shane,
no,
away and sit down.
No.
Hell no. Whoever's trying to book that need to be slapped or put in the ring with Brock Lesnar.
I'm just going to go back in there.
He's going to go back in there and he's going to do the job.
Do the job. No. Oh, shit. I want to fight him. He can make his nuts.
Who need to fight Brock? Mania need to be Kane Vasquez, guy that whooped his ass in the last UFC loss he took. That's who need to be in the ring with.
Oh, short Kane Vasquez. You talking about the short dude whooped his ass, huh?
No. Kane Vasquez is the one when he came back from his injury. He's a kickboxer. He's just about the same size as Brock, maybe even bigger. Okay. And he kicked him in the when he kicked him in the side. If you go back and watch it, Brock Lesnar had the fear of God in his eyes.
That's why I didn't get back to UFC, so I can see his ass kicked.
Yo, now watch that fight, and you'll see. You kick him, and you'll see for a second, Brock Lesnar don't want no parts of him. Then he retired after that, talking about that was going to be his last fight ever. Nah, man, you got your ass whipped.
Oh, real quick, I gotta say this too. I don't want to jinx my boys, but the Seminoles, they all lead Miami 17-13 and in the fourth.
Hey, I'm sorry, man, but yeah, y'all took a big L the week before then, man. Wasn't it like 44 something?
No, it was 37-35.
Oh, was it Louisville that blew y'all out?
It was Louisville that blew us out the week before that, the North Carolina loss. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. I'll be hiding after that, man. I'm a UVA fan, so.
I didn't hide. I stuck it out. I didn't hide. Defense ain't as good as it once was.
What's wrong with college football? It's too damn fancy. Is this everybody like doing a trick play? Some teams just play football. Other teams, they just want to be hella fancy with their football.
It's ever since the NFL had that concussion thing, they don't practice football no more. It goes down to the bottom. Everybody's doing pro style. They're not even hitting in practice no more. They're just walking through. Maybe do a little bit of hitting, but these guys ain't playing football no more, man.
Nope. According to Dave Metzler, Luke Harper is currently scheduled to return as a member of the Raw roster. I got an issue with that.
I don't know why they keep stripping this man Bray Wyatt and everything he fought.
He need to be on either SmackDown or, I don't know, maybe if he was on Raw and they give him a push, he'd go for that U.S. title against Reigns. That'd be a good feud.
But my issue is not so much the Luke Harper side of it. I get what you guys are saying. My side is the Bray Wyatt side.
That's what I was saying, Bray Wyatt, like why he's not teaming up with, why Bray Wyatt don't have his family. Like, you could have left the big dummy on Raw.
Hold up, man. Come on, man. Don't do my man Braun like that, man.
He's another Big Show to me. Big Show. Younger Big Show.
But that's my problem, though, because now we got this, instead of having a good Bray Wyatt, we got this watered down piece of trash looking Bray Wyatt.
But it might change, because they were talking about him and another sister, and like Sister Abigail are supposed to be coming out. So whoever the Sister Abigail is, this could be a turnaround for him.
It could be two people. It could be one or two people. It could either be Eva Marie, or it could be Santana Garrett. And I don't want it to be neither one of them.
Who was signed to NXT that already know how to wrestle hella good?
Who's in NXT that already knows how to wrestle?
Yeah, just know how to wrestle.
Blue Plant's still hanging around?
Yeah, Leva's still hanging around. You hadn't seen her in a minute, but she's still, you know.
Well, buddy, I don't really know, but y'all, like, well, you'll probably know because you like women's wrestling a whole lot. There's somebody in there that just got signed by NXT or WWE that was a woman that know how to wrestle already, have a wrestling background already.
She was a black chick.
Even if it's a black chick.
Yeah, it was a black, because her name escapes me right now, but I remember because I saw her picture, her promo picture when she got signed. And she was a black chick, and she looked good. I've never seen her before, but the picture of her looked good, so I'll look it up. But you got some ladies in there that can do the thing. I mean, you know, we got Ember Moon in there. We got Billie Kay in there. So you got some ladies in there that can do it. Peyton Royce.
You save Ember Moon. Ember Moon is a future women's champion.
I agree with that.
The future of women's.
I agree with that.
She's upstate Cena already. She done hit that damn flip stunner.
She
better than Cena.
She is more of a future hope than Naomi right now.
As long as Naomi keeps dancing, that's keep shaking that booty.
That's our Naomi right there. That is our Naomi. Emerald is our Naomi that's gone. be a champion, a black woman champion.
She's gonna win.
Well, I got a I got a sneaking suspicion they're gonna do what they did with Braun Strowman. They're gonna have somebody down the developmental that we don't know of, and then she's gonna appear. So it just throws everybody off. Because you remember when Braun first showed up, ain't nobody knew who the hell this dude was.
Right. Let me hit up on line. Got line 1, 2, 3, 4. Line number 4. Randy, what's up, man?
What's good, man?
Chilling, man. What's up with you, man? Good to have you back.
Chillin'. How's everybody?
You got it. Yep, that's Randy.
What's up, guy?
What's good?
What's going on?
I'm trying this Skype shit for the first time, man.
Once you get it down, man, it's straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, once you get it down, it's straight, man.
How do I sound?
You good. Sound better.
Yeah.
All right. That's good.
So I'm gonna ask you, Randy, since you the Eva Marie authority, what do you think about her?
The clan is growing. We got Nick German, we got Mr. Positivity, Deonta Baker,
yes,
and me. It's growing.
See, at least you will come on the show and rep your cause. I've been trying to get Dante on this show forever, and he won't show up.
Can a GoFundMe?
Yes, I've been thinking we should do a GoFundMe for Dante to come on. Everybody donate $10.
Now that's too much.
What region he lives in? We get him a Golden Corral, a free buffet ticket or something.
I'll get him one of those. Already deep fried Twinkies from Walmart.
Now, what do you think about the rumors, Randy? Is Eva Marie are we gonna see Eva Marie come out tomorrow as Sister Abigail?
Fuck yo! Stop playing with me, man. Crazy.
That's the rumor, man.
Nah, get the fuck out! How are they gonna fuck up this whole heat? All the shit she's getting for that dumbass Wade Barrett.
Bray Wyatt, be.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt. And then on top of that, remember, she's out filming a movie, so I don't think she got time for that shit right now.
And her character wouldn't look like she's an old swamp rat.
Yeah. She's too gorgeous for that.
So she couldn't even film a vignette in a swamp. It had to have been all CGI. She'd be sweating and complaining.
So that means we're looking back to one person.
You need someone weird looking like fucking Paige or some shit.
Santana Garrett would be perfect.
Paige too busy stitching her boyfriend up.
She in the news.
Sorry, I know that was a low blow.
Low, but really. Really. She is in the news this week too. About her so-called dude ADR. But we'll get to her in a minute. WWE wanted to bring back all of the Spirit Squad this week for SmackDown Live, but only Mikey and Kenny agreed to come back. Mikey and Kenny.
I'm just surprised Kenny and John Cena in the same show.
Yeah.
He's damn right. He's gonna stab his ass.
Because before Magnus and Cena, Kenny was hitting that first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it was wasn't she in an adult movie too?
I saw pictures. I don't know about
I've seen pictures. I never seen that movie.
Oh, I never seen a movie.
Oh, I was pictures. About to say then, you know.
Yeah.
According to 411 Mania. There's a new WWE surveys hints out that we may get future TNA and ROH programming, and that piggies back onto the fact that it looks like WWE's gonna buy TNA's library.
You know what? I think they already bought it.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think they already bought it. But
if you think about it, it makes sense because now that they got Bobby Roode. They got AJ Styles. Mm-hmm. They got Samoa Joe.
Yep.
Like, all the important and good people are there.
If they want to.
Damn, that. Right,
don't they get the name and everything and all that stuff?
Well, that's the second part of the story. That's the second part of the story. Because right now, it seems that as Dixie sells the library, Michael Corgan is going to be the buyout Dixie and become the majority
head.
And he's going to rebrand it.
So,
which y'all keep talking about all these other guys from TNA. I want my damn Ron Killen's best of TNA DVD.
I want my Joker's thing. Best of Joker.
That Ron Killen's interview was awesome.
Booker T? What is it, like Black Snow or something like that?
It's Subliminal. Black Snow, damn right.
Let me see if I can find an R-Truth interview real quick. I remember it too.
Nah, but yeah, like, if you think about it, you don't gotta worry about, like, bullshit people, because they got all the important ones, the Austin Aries, you know?
Yep.
All the main eventers, they got them, especially AJ Styles, which was, you know, their baby. Because some people, believe it or not, they don't know shit. I don't know about, like, young kids, that they don't know shit about AJ Styles.
Hold on, I think I found... Hey, Dr. Doom, I think I found that video.
The Dragon, Ricky Steamboat coming out and making his way to the
Which
ring.
Which one, the Mickey James one?
He's talking to the truth. His real name is Ron Killen.
The truth is what the fans are saying. You certainly got my attention. What the...
Let's get ahead.
If there's something that you want to say about them, and I've been listening to you talk here for the last couple of weeks, if there's something that you want to say about them, well, at least come on down here and have the balls to say it to my face.
Oh, man, here you go. Steamboat's not backing down from anybody tonight, baby. This is why they wanted to bring Steamboat in this week. After Bill Barron completely cocked everything up over the past six, they wanted to bring in somebody to get the job done. The Dragon is calling the truth to the ring. The Dragon also called the truth his real name, Ron Killen.
Damn, but.
Look, son. I ain't nobody's son. And when you talk to me, talk to me with some damn respect.
My name. Say it with a K.
He did.
Truth. Ron, whatever you call yourself.
I got another topic for later, but
if you want me to give,
go ahead.
With this is me. I have a little psychic ability. I have a feeling either Apollo Crews or Titus O'Neil gonna get repackaged, and since the popularity of Luke Cage, they're gonna send one of them. You know, they got a buff black dude. They're gonna try to pattern him after that.
Oh shit.
Apollo Crews needs something, because that guy is too talented. That's to what be wasting.
That's what Surface said last week. But let's see the rest of this real quick.
Give you respect, you're going to have to earn it. I've been listening to you carrying on here for the last couple of weeks. And to tell you the truth, I don't know what card you've been dealing. If you're talking about them... And in authoritative speaking, well, you're talking about me when it comes to authority. Now, if you're talking about them when it comes to the color of skin, well, then we've got another problem. Either way, I'm here to listen to you talk.
Here's your chance.
First of all, you consider yourself just like them. Look again. You're not. You mean just about as much to them as I do. You want me to give you proof? You want more proof to back that up? Let's talk about your own career, okay? As a matter of fact, let's talk about your WWF career. How about that?
Oh. History lesson here from the truth.
Now let's see, how can I start this off? The great Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
So far, so good.
grew up a big fan of yours, Ricky. Huge fan. People as of right now, to this very day, is talking about Savage and Steamboat and WrestleMania 3.
Oh, yeah.
One of the all-time
greats. And I doubt if it'll ever stop. But you know what? On that same very night that you reached your goals at a pinnacle time in your career, you became the Intercontinental Champion. Am I right or wrong?
That speaks the truth.
Then, why did it just stop? Why didn't you get an opportunity to become the WWF Champion? Go for the big goal. Why did they stop you? Was it them holding you back? Like they hold me back? Rick, Dragon, look me in my eyes and tell me I know what I'm talking about. The Intercontinental belt was always for second-class citizens.
Ooh. You know what? He's making a good point.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Dragon.
I'd like to sell you
15 years later, they pulling the same shiznit on me.
Steamboat should have been in that world title match,
but you know what?
Never was.
I am tired. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take it. You know where I'm coming from, Dragon. You've been there. You can change all of this. You can do it. You make the decisions, and for all of us, make the right one.
How do you respond to that? If you're Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, every point that he made was dead center. And now the ball is in your court, Mr. Steamboat.
As much as it hurts my feelings, I know where you're coming from. You're talking about them. I know where you're coming from. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you that opportunity of a lifetime.
What?
I'm going to give you that shot. It's going to be for the NWA Heavyweight Championship of the World.
What? Yes. What?
Ken Shamrock. And
what?
Ron, the Truth Killings, it's going to happen here next week. You
what?
Got
it. Whoa! Are you kidding me? Shocker!
That's all next, I wanted!
Next week?
You got it, Truth!
Oh, that's what I love about NWATNA! You don't ever know what's gonna happen!
See, now, if we would have had this R-Truth doing his
thing. See, that's the R-Truth we should have in the WWE.
Yeah. He was right. He was right. He was so true. And of course, he ended up winning the NWA World Championship. Didn't hold it for very long, but
he held it.
Mm-hmm. He held it.
So, okay, my thing is now, let's say, if they buy TNA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the World Championship reigns, does that cross over to WWE? So let's say, will AJ Styles be a nine-time champion?
No, they're buying a library.
Well, they're just buying the library. They're not buying the company.
That's what I'm thinking. Let's say if they end up buying the whole shebang,
mm-hmm.
will that cross over, do you think?
It should.
No.
It should.
I don't think so.
But I don't think it would.
What about the names like Main Event Mafia and the Joker Sting and all that shit?
I think that will fall into like negotiation and shit.
Negotiation?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they probably, all right. I'll buy this, but yes. I'll also get this and that.
And they for sure gonna make a Main Event Mafia. No, I mean they for sure gonna make a TNA, a Rise and Fall TNA.
DVD. Oh, hell yeah, of course. You know they can't wait to make fun of that shit.
Mm-hmm. They cannot wait.
And then you got ungrateful son of a bitch of Ric Flair with them. You know he's gonna talk mad shit about TNA too.
Oh, they're going to have Hogan up there talking.
Yeah.
They're going to have Hogan. Yeah, Hogan ruined it.
Yeah.
He really did.
He ruined the fucking
him.
Yeah, yo.
with your fucking
Hogan. Bischoff. Damn, Nasty Boys. Yo, they killed it. Like, they put in a lethal injection and such, and they killed it.
Oh, yeah.
But when they had Kevin Nash and the Main Event Mafia on there, to me, I love that. Like, that was pretty cool. Like, they did have some... They was their own... Even though everybody say it was WCW, when I saw for myself, when I first saw for myself, I didn't see WCW. I saw something else. Because they had the six-sided ring.
Right.
And their knockouts were on point.
Oh, and the knockouts was always on point.
Hell yeah.
Oh, look, that's one thing. Before this whole women's revolution and shit, the knockouts were, oh my god, hell yeah.
Always.
When Roxy, I forgot what girl, had that hardcore match and she got busted open, I was like, good god.
And no, and yo, you could, like, I don't know if y'all saw, like, Bound for Glory, but, like, when they said that Gail Kim started, like, she could, you could actually name her, like, basically the mother of, like, the women revolution.
Her and Awesome Kong.
Yo, that is so true.
Her and Awesome Kong, yeah.
Because nobody took women's wrestling serious till Gail Kim started in TNA.
Yeah, her and Awesome Kong.
I couldn't say that. I mean, she'd be a part of that with Trish Stratus and Lita.
No, but if you remember, yeah, but they also, for, like, every good match, they had Lita and Trish. They had super shit where they had her showing her titties.
But you gotta think,
and barking like a dog. But guys,
you gotta remember, too, that there was a time period in WWE when the women wasn't that great. There was a time period when the women weren't that great. I mean, this was when Kelly Kelly's reign wasn't that great. And the knockouts just, like, overshone anything she did. I don't care who the champion was at the time. It could have been Gail Kim. It could have been Awesome Kong. It could have been a Victoria. You know, even the way they pushed Angelina Love and
Victoria,
the beautiful
that's
people.
The only, and you know? Victoria, she's...
Yep.
White girls like that, but that white girl right there, I loved her. I loved her.
She's in
the WWE.
They did their, I think they're doing that next week after, I'm not sure. I gotta look it up. They're doing their thing in Chicago Pro. It's gonna be Mickey James, it's gonna be Jazz, your new NWA Women's Champion, and Victoria doing their thing over in Chicago
Jazz
Pro.
Is fucking ugly.
Over in Chicago Pro, they're doing their thing. Uh-oh. Line number 5. Surfer, man. What's up, man?
Hey.
What's up?
What's going on?
Surfer, hey. How you? What's going on with you, man?
You resting your feet?
In my way, Surfer.
That's Surfer?
It's fine. Don't mess with my feet, man.
That's Surfer. Yeah, that's Surfer. He going to be rooting for John Cena tomorrow.
We're just eulogizing over TNA.
Yeah, it's gonna be about done.
Which are we gonna do, the Rock's eulogy?
Nah, guys, we can't. We gotta wait till it happens, because y'all been saying this shit. Y'all been saying this shit for like 10 years now.
That's true.
The only thing that's helping them is Matt Hardy.
I don't understand.
That's holding them up is Matt Hardy.
I don't understand how you can have a successful championship match and retain your belt as one of the greatest TNA champions of all time, in the Destroyer, Lashley.
Oh my god, what they did was horrible.
That was terrible.
Shit to Eddie Edwards on during the week.
And Eddie Edwards is barely a mid carder.
I don't know what the hell, what are their plans, but that shit was fucking ridiculous.
It's crazy, man. Unless you're taking Lashley back to Bellator or whatever, unless he's gonna make his mark back and, you know, start over again there.
It's like, all jokes aside, it's like you having Brock Lesnar kill everybody, and then all of a sudden you bring a goddamn Zack Ryder to beat him.
Or Michael Elgin.
Yeah,
that's so. stupid.
It's dumb, man. I don't understand what. Now, I ain't gonna say in front. I ain't gonna say that knee. Elliott was knee. That was awesome. But I still don't understand why.
No. You can't take that away. The dude is a good wrestler. Yeah. Come on, he beat Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, that don't make no sense to me.
But he's a fucking nobody. So
he's a barely
barely
a mid quarter.
He's probably a wrestler, but he's still nobody. So
yeah, it makes no sense.
I thought they were gonna have like fucking what's his name, Bullwinkle.
Who's Bullwinkle?
I mean,
I call Moose Bullwinkle, something like that. Beat him, but
like that. Rusev Alana ain't even in there, and he said Bullwinkle.
He said Bullwinkle.
Hey, Rocky, watch you pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Oh my goodness. Brie Bella and Daniel Bryan have announced they're expecting a baby. Their first child this spring of 2017. Brie finally got what she want, and now
he's never wrestling again.
And now
Nick is so upset.
Nikki Bella's gonna go crazy. It should have been me.
And now Debra, you are now trapped.
She's gonna be poking holes in the condom now.
Man, Cena probably got snipped.
Nah, man. The way y'all saw Cena's house.
That boy, Cena is crazy, man.
Dictator, man.
Holy shit, this guy's still drunk. Yo, he gave him a curfew? What to eat? What time to take a shit?
That's what he is, a fucking Republican.
Wait. Cena gave this to who? Daniel Bryan?
No.
To everybody. He was like, yo, you get to shit at this time.
You taught him well, surfer.
This is the motherfucker. That motherfucker freaked out when Nikki spilled water in his kitchen.
They got mad. She was trying to cook him something to eat.
And you know what? And I don't understand that because he came from a house with hella brothers.
Yeah.
Can someone explain to me? Nikki said, "Oh, he used to live in his car since when?"
Stop fucking lying.
Yo, this motherfucker. I'm not saying he has the life he had now, but he always lived good.
He maybe lived in his car when he first started wrestling and was traveling.
Yeah.
But you had to hear the way Nikki said it. He didn't have what he had now.
Nikki's delusional. She's just staying with him to me is because of the money, man. It's just so obvious. Because not a woman with a right mind ain't going to sit here and put up with half the shit this dude doing.
He told him, you need to wear a monkey suit once a week and we're going to have dinner. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, you got to back up now. This is what, in this new reality show?
That's for TV,
man.
No, I don't think so.
Come on now.
No, but that's okay.
What's the golden rule about reality TV?
It's fake. We already know it's fake.
Yo, but they're making John Cena look like he's fucking crazy.
That's our heel turn.
Not our heel scene.
TV show.
That's our heel
turn. Total Divas. They protected him that whole time. Everybody else was flipping out and doing dumb shit, and they made sure he didn't look dumb 1 second on that show.
Bullshit. He looked like a heel.
Other than the shit with the kitchen and asking her to sign the...
We already know it's fake.
Right.
He's entertainment.
Right. Correct. But like they didn't have him do anything that would have jeopardized him as the face of that company.
He don't even wear shorts and a t-shirt. He's all suited and booted.
He's held up.
You know what I'm saying? He corporate Cena on the show.
No, exactly.
Corporate dictator.
He told him.
It's for the cameras. Come on now. Don't believe what you're
watching. Reported.
Don't buy into that.
Yo, he said your dog shits too much. Go take that shit and lock him up in the guest room. Yeah, the guest house. I don't want this. I don't want this dog inside my house.
Only thing is,
can you blame him?
Like, yo, what the?
Wait, can you blame him?
Damn you shit!
Yeah, ask because I'll bring my dog over right now.
real quick. I just want to give an update. Florida State is beating Miami 20-13.
Dogs are supposed to shit outside, not inside.
No, shed.
Florida State is beating Miami 20-13. Two minutes and six seconds left. Yes. Hold on, FSU.
Anybody beat Rage and Fantasy?
Nope.
Heck no, that nigga winning.
Hey, I messed up, and that's my fault. I messed up because I did not.
He bitched about not picking his own players, and yet he's undefeated.
Yep. Don't worry, so I'll get him at the end of the season. Yeah, that's when I play him.
Left and right.
I'm 3-1.
That's my
Phil
fault.
Phil got me in the first game of the season with that Andrew Luck throwing 400 yards.
That's my fault.
Phil likes Surfer is cheating too.
That's my fault.
Cheating, but I lost last week because players didn't play the last second.
I lost because I didn't start Russell Wilson. I started Matt Stafford. I thought his matchup was better, and I got nothing from Kobe Fleener.
And Newton giving me I got all weekend. Oh, you making me
Cam is this week.
Yeah, Cam.
Man, I had Julio Jones last week.
Who got Cam?
I got Cam. I had to put him up.
Get you another quarterback.
Got Carr, so it was good. I got Carr and Flacco.
I had to bench him in another league because he's out this week.
Yeah, he's out this week. Better get David, you better get his replacement.
Oh, you always go with Captain Kirk if y'all have him.
That time do two QBs instead of two R&Bs?
Nope.
No, but do two QBs on your team?
Yeah,
you can't put two QBs in.
Don't make no points. I think no running backs really make no points.
You can't.
LeSean McCoy made me some points.
I always carry extra quarterback.
Yeah, me too. But hey, Surf, you went to the Comic Con, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to go back up there tomorrow.
Did you see any of those WB Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles hybrid action figures?
No.
No.
You see that Power Rangers video? It's not even fucking.
I posted it in the group page.
Yeah. It looks decent.
Nah, shit looks fucking. Where's Lorzette? Where's Rita? Rita looks.
Check the teaser trailer.
Who's the one? I see John Cena.
Rita's in the trail, but it's just a teaser. Because you ain't seen the droids, and you ain't seen no.
Yeah, but she's like.
No creatures.
I'm sorry.
I'm about to get.
How do they have extra power? They have extra power. They got Rita. They're making it so stupid. Like, they got like extra superhuman powers.
Mm. They've been doing that on all the recent Power Rangers.
Are they gonna have Jabba Putties in that?
Jabba Putties.
They gonna have some Jabbas out there.
Yeah, go ask some Jabbas.
I gotta ask. Why the brother is the skittish? Okay.
The brother, the what?
Skittish one.
Come on.
No, don't jump. No. It's
the Blue Ranger, the gay dude.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Not. You don't know if he's gay in the movie.
Hey,
he's gay.
He's talking about the original.
He was gay.
In real life, he wasn't gay on the show.
Nah, but what's going to happen is.
That's a difference.
The Black Ranger ain't gonna be the dancing cool one. It's gonna be some like other Ranger.
The Asian guy's the Black Ranger.
And yeah, he's gonna be dancing.
How the Asian? That don't make no sense. How the Asian dude gonna be?
He about to have Tony C call him for that.
That don't make no sense.
How the Asian gonna be the Black Ranger?
It's gonna be the Black Ranger and the black dude gonna be.
He would be like the Yellow Ranger. Like.
No, he's the Blue Ranger.
He the Blue Ranger.
Yeah.
I can't take it. Oh my goodness. That makes no sense whatsoever. No.
Just because he's black, why you gotta be the Black Ranger?
What's wrong?
Because.
He's like Trini. Trini was yellow, so she was Asian.
Yeah, well, yeah. That was bullshit anyway.
God rest her soul, by the way.
And she, but she was in the original one, though.
Right. God rest her soul, by the way. But oh, I'm just saying, man, that makes no sense. We're gonna let the Asian dude be the Black Ranger, but the Black dude gonna be the Blue Ranger. What?
Rita so damn upset. She's supposed to be a Chang.
Asian dude is Zach, and the Black dude is Billy.
Crap.
Are they even gonna have Boca Skull on there?
They probably do.
No, they don't need no Boca Skull.
Their name will be fat.
It could be this guy. Jonah Hill?
I can't stand Jonah Hill.
Yeah, me neither. Right.
They got music, though.
Let's get back to the news for a second here.
I fucking hated them.
Yeah, they sucked.
I never found them funny. Like, they're all this stupid shit.
Funny. Oh, that was funny, Reddy. That was funny.
Fucking corny as hell.
Let's get back to the news for a second, fellas. Holly Berry denies Ric Flair's claim that he slept with her.
You know Ric slept with her. All face about it.
A source close to Berry stated, "There is no truth to this. Holly has literally never heard of him, let alone met him."
Yeah, right. I hate when fucking stars do that. You never heard of Ric Flair, bitch. Shut up.
He was in Atlanta. He was in Atlanta at that time.
He was in Atlanta. Bitch, are you stupid?
No, don't call her stupid. If she don't watch wrestling, why would she?
I don't want to hear it.
If she not watch wrestling, why would she have heard of Ric Flair?
Ric Flair, how old is Holly Berry?
How old is she? She's about 50.
Hold on. I know why she doesn't know it.
Like, she knows Ric Flair.
Why she don't know him?
Because it was the Black Scorpion.
Ric Flair is not known outside of most wrestling. He's not mainstream.
Where was Holly Berry from?
He's not mainstream.
No, he was in Atlanta at the time.
He was
at the Marriott
between Atlanta and Charlotte.
Yeah, but I understand what he's saying. He's not a Hogan or a Stone Cold, like right. You know.
Well, you're not listening. Where was she born at? Where was she from? Because if she was born from the South, she'd know Ric Flair. Because back then, and Surfer, you should know this, back then wrestling was popular, right?
And Ric Flair ran it.
Back then.
And Ric Flair ran it.
She'd know
that doesn't mean she watched it.
But she knows who Ric Flair is. I don't care.
That's horseman country.
You cannot assume that.
Barry says through TMZ she is deeply offended by Flair.
Hey, I lost respect if she did have sex with Ric Flair. She's been defiled and deflowered.
Listen, Ric Flair said this was after her marriage with David Justice. Maybe I can believe it when just before her career took off, and you know, it happened.
Ric was popular. It was on TV, right?
This is okay. Most women
don't watch wrestling. They don't give a fully about it.
It was only like
Naps in like 98.
And this motherfucker has been
during that time. Because,
listen, you know, a lot of women don't watch sports. They don't know the average football player.
Flair was in the club.
Flair was big from Ohio too. She's from Ohio.
She was big around there.
At that time, Flair was in clubs.
She know who Flair is.
She was born in Cleveland.
She doesn't know who Flair is. Why don't you take her word for it?
She was born in Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm not taking her. Movie stars lie, dude. Just like wrestlers lie.
Flair wouldn't lie.
Flair tell the truth. Everything he says is the truth, goddamn.
Flair's a truth teller.
They didn't ask her if she knew the Black Scorpion. That's how she knew him. The Black Scorpion.
Know who he is. I don't care. Especially her being around 50. I could see if she was 30 or 40. She's 50. Wrestling was popular around the time.
Doesn't mean she gave a fuck about wrestling.
No,
she cared about Space Mountain.
Didn't okay. So she's 50. So let's play devil's advocate. Even if Flair wasn't WCW, they went. They toured Ohio. They toured Ohio quite a bit back in the day.
Yeah,
but
he said it was like 94, 95.
What do you think she was sitting down on Mondays watching WCW?
Yeah, Ric Flair was like 90 in the 90s.
How many channels was there back when she was a teenager or a kid, like 74 or 85? It wasn't that much channels, right?
Correct.
So she know who the fuck Ric Flair is.
That doesn't. You don't know that.
See, here's my thing. Here's my thing. He ran the South. This is true. WCW country.
Okay, but if she didn't watch wrestling, that means she probably didn't know who the fuck he is.
You don't have to watch wrestling back then.
You assume because Ric Flair is a known name to you guys that everybody must know him. And they don't.
Everybody knows Ric Flair around here. I'm in Virginia, sir.
Are you listening? It wasn't that much channels. It wasn't probably that much TV shows. Probably big around the time that she was a teenager and a kid. She saw him. She know who he is.
That doesn't mean she was watching wrestling. Everybody didn't watch wrestling back then.
Surfer, I'm in the South. Everybody knows Ric Flair. That's like Hulk Hogan around here. All you gotta go is woo down here. Everybody knows who they're talking about.
I know who Ric Flair is.
Because you watch wrestling.
Talking about an old person from the South will know who Ric Flair is.
You don't assume that everybody from the South know who Ric Flair is.
I'm telling you, Surfer, I'm in everybody the South and everybody pretty much knows who Ric Flair is.
Who? Everybody like who?
My mom.
I go down the street
and go,
"Woo."
It was very big in the South. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
My mom.
It was big in the South.
That doesn't mean that she knows who Ric Flair is.
Whatever.
Oh.
She knows who his ass is.
Okay, if they're both in the VIP,
you just want to choose to believe that because Ric Flair ran his mouth and said, "I hit Halle Berry," oh, he must have done it.
He probably did it.
I hit Halle Berry too.
Hey,
so he did it. So Ric Flair who
he probably did it
before
he
would lie.
So
hey, he had Elizabeth before Macho Man.
It's half and half. But she fucking knows who Ric Flair is. If Rick Ross, ugly ass, know who Ric Flair is, she know who fucking Ric Flair
is. Ross, he watches wrestling.
He watches wrestling.
Wrestling like that. But he knows who Ric Flair is because he's from the fucking South.
Yeah. I'm aware. We're not going to go anywhere with this conversation.
She was not into wrestling.
It wasn't about wrestling, it was just going on Space Mountain. That's all.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find it. Give me a second. Hold on. I don't know if I can find it. I'll try.
Any black woman he was with was Halle Berry. How the fuck are these?
Hey. It could have been Dark Journey. You never know.
It wasn't that much channels.
We all look the same anyway.
Regular paint on.
But hey, Surfer, how about this? If they both go to a high end club and be in the VIP,
you know who Man was.
Huh? Say,
my mom didn't watch wrestling like that back in the old days, but she knew who Ric Flair and Macho Man was, and she from California. She was from California.
Give me a second, guys.
The cultural iPhone.
Wrestling on your house, correct?
iPhone. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
All the
you had wrestling on your house.
Don't you have? Does she have brothers?
We're not going to go anywhere with this conversation.
Don't she have brothers?
Oh, I don't know.
Who's part of her family.
She does have brothers.
Okay, well that doesn't mean they watched it either.
Hold on one second. Let me see again. Let me see.
I don't realize wrestling is not
claiming that he slept with Oscar-winning actress Halle Berry on his radio program, The Ric Flair Show. The Nature Boy brags that Berry allegedly took a ride on Space Mountain, the nickname Flair has given his genitalia. After some prodding from co-host Conrad Thompson for details on the dozens of celebrities Flair claims he's had sex with in the past, Flair responds, "Do you want me to start with Halle Berry or what?" Intrigued by Flair's admission, Thompson replies, "Oh, Halle Berry rode on Space Mountain? Proudly laughing, Flair confirms his allegation. Of course she did. She was in Atlanta and she had just gotten divorced from Dave Justice. Justice was a former player for the Atlanta Braves. Flair adds, would I have to make up a lie? If Flair is telling the truth, the sexual encounter would have occurred in the 90s when Flair was married to his second wife. He is currently engaged to a woman who would be his fifth. TMZ reports a source close to Berry says, there is no truth to this. Halle has literally never even heard of him, let alone met him, and that she is deeply offended by Flair. For FoxNews.com, I'm Rob Demetrius.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to agree to disagree on this one, guys. Oh, my goodness. Let me head on back to the phone lines. Line number six. Tony C., what's up, my brother?
I just want to know if John Cena said he slept with Halle Berry, would it be true?
I don't fucking know.
But would it be an argument, though?
Dude.
Because you arguing this man. Damn.
No. I'm saying she says she don't know the man. Y'all saying she must know him. He's Ric Flair. Everybody doesn't know Ric Flair.
That's the fuck they do if they from the South or like from the...
So let me ask this question. Does everybody know John Cena?
No. Everybody Cena may be mainstream, but that doesn't mean everybody know who John Cena is.
Know who Cena, are you fucking crazy? He got a meme.
Flair was never mainstream.
He has that video of John Cena. Everybody know who he is, surfer.
He on Good Morning America.
He is in America. Damn near, not the old folks, but almost everybody in America know who John Cena is because of that John Cena meme.
Dude, but that doesn't mean everybody.
Between Good Morning America and doing Saturday and doing
dictators love to go against the grain.
Between surfer, between doing Good Morning America and Saturday Night Live,
he's done the Today Show too.
You got to know Cena, man.
And he done moved and Kelly Ripa.
Cena, sorry, but Cena's up there with almost up there. Oh,
listen, Mr. Hightower, no.
More mainstream.
Almost.
So most people know. That doesn't mean everybody know who John Cena is.
If Silver Putin say he ain't goddamn what he is, then he ain't what it is.
Was Ric Flair on that Ready to Rumble movie?
I guarantee everybody don't know who The Rock is.
What the fuck?
Fucking kid!
That's it.
You gonna get pimp slapped with that damn incendiary gauntlet. Keep on.
Oh, real quick. I just wanna say this real quick, guys.
There's probably some people that do not.
Real quick, guys, I gotta say this. I gotta say this.
Man, don't nobody kill Florida State one by 1 point. Go.
Florida State 20. Miami 19. Yes.
Hey, y'all not on the screen. You come. Good job.
Hey, Tony C, man. I'm glad you're alive.
We need that win, man.
Speaking of the Rock, everybody, anybody see Central Intelligence?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Tell me when he had that fanny pack on and he take you back to 96, man.
97. Oh,
yep, my bad. He's 97, man.
He had the nation to dominate. All he was missing was what? The jean shirt and the jean short.
Curly hair.
Curly hair.
The fanny pack, man. That shit.
About that, man.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that? And to piggyback on what everybody's saying about him, he is a member of the IWO. Just let y'all know. He probably be beating the hell out of Nikki Bella when them cameras ain't on.
Damn right. Nikki, I told you to. Oh, okay.
You see that neck brace? That's off for show.
Yeah, he broke a neck.
Yeah, they don't want to show the bruises around the neck.
They don't want to admit it.
So he hit it with that. Didn't
I tell you?
Hit it with that stunner.
Like, bitch.
That's the Cena term.
Now, look,
that's bitch. Right.
Damn show.
Bitch, I said turtlenecks.
all them people are narcissistic pigs. John Cena beat on women. Donald Trump grab them on their pussy and surfer kick people off the show. All them damn dictators. If you don't do what they tell you to do, you're going to have to reap the consequences.
Now let me
put
ask
your
you
hands on you, bro.
Now, let me ask you guys a question.
Hey, Tony, see, you really hurt, aren't you?
You really Infinity. Hey, okay, Thanos.
Really hurt.
But go ahead, Wood. Really, go ahead, Wood.
Let me sleep about what's going on my show.
Let me ask you guys a question. Has Matt Hardy finally become a bigger star than his brother Jeff?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
No, that's TNA. That's TNA.
I lost all respect for Jeff Hardy when he showed up high.
If they both walked in, back into the WWE, Jeff would be way bigger than Matt.
No, yeah, hell yeah, I'll tell you that. No, hell yeah, yeah, yeah. Once
the
party walks into WWE, it's over.
Who gives a damn?
That's why I think Matt shouldn't go back to WWE.
Yeah, me too.
His character is, his storyline, y'all got to admit it, is the best storyline out there.
He got the fans behind him. People hate it. He's better than Brock right now.
I bet he won't get in the ring with Brock Lesnar. As a matter of fact, his brother got in the ring with him at King of the Ring.
And got destroyed.
And qualified, man.
I don't know.
I can see. Hold up. I can see Matt Hardy beating Brock Lesnar. Man, you get Senor, you get Senor Benjamin with that taser they use on Jeff Hardy, man.
Man, please.
I don't know if y'all remember. Brock Lesnar killed both of them. Together.
No, damn man.
They have a fight in the backyard.
I'm gonna take it back, Mr. Hightower, since you wanna talk shit. I remember when the 2-man power trip beat the shit out of both of them and Lita.
Yeah.
So what you got up with that?
Hey, you one of those dudes tear squad doing that?
You said what now?
Didn't Triple H tear his quad in that match with the Hardy Boys?
No,
it was against Benoit and Jericho.
Jericho. Okay. That's what I did not like Triple H back then. What he did with the power band track. That shit was crazy.
I ain't never liked Triple H.
Now, you want to talk about Matt and Jeff Hardy? That's what I remember about them getting their ass whooped with the chairs and then Stone Cold and Triple H beating the hell out of the leader. Now, talk about that. And then a year later, Brock Lesnar beat the hell out of him. Damn, the Hardy
Boys. If I remember correctly.
Plus, Matt's woman stolen from him.
That was probably too.
Didn't Triple H swing that chair, like, and decapitate a leader?
Damn, sure hey, did.
Just because of that beating, is Stone Cold and Triple H in the IWO? I know Stone Cold,
smacks his woman around.
Yeah, Stone Cold's Hall of Fame
in
that shit.
Hall of Famer.
First ballot.
You know,
him at, he the co-founder, him and Ike.
For the Kings. Isn't that why he divorced Deborah?
Deborah divorced him.
Deborah divorced him, I'm sorry.
You ain't never heard that song, Beat Deborah?
She said stay with Mongo
when he was a horse.
Yeah.
Putting on longer matches than CM Punk.
I think Kurt's a little rough too.
Who? No, Kurt Angle just wings.
No, Stephanie be abusing Triple H. What you talking about?
Who's ever gonna lose?
Out of Triple H.
Man, please.
Triple H.
Kurt Angle been accused of smacking a woman around.
Hey,
he did.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a black chick around.
That's why Jeff Jarrett got his girl. She said Kurt Angle
won't beat him. All them beating women, man. They get on them drugs. Cena beat that too. That's why Mickey James probably left him.
The steroids and the concussions.
Yeah.
Okay, that was another one.
Oh, yeah, you know he was crazy.
That motherfucker, I read that he choked the shit out of that bitch.
Did you guys...
In terms of your event...
Did you guys see that new Bret Hart interview?
No, two allergy days feel the same with Nick.
He did a Forbes interview talking about the Hall of Famers who are in yet. Rick Rude, the Rougeau Brothers, Demolition, Surfer. Also trying to get the Hart Foundation in, which puts in Owen. But then he said something to me that kind of stuck in my craw a bit. I'm not a Michael PSH fan. Y'all know this of me. But he just talked about them like they were just trash.
Who, the Freebird?
Yeah.
Cause he's a bitch.
He
hate him.
He talked about
him. Hey, hold up now. Y'all ain't even talking about one of my favorites now.
Your favorite.
Yeah, Bret Hart, man. He talked about
it. Yeah,
he said the Bret Hart. He said that the Freebirds didn't draw any money in WWE
or WWF.
I'm
sorry, you have an
WWE. They
ain't do them right.
Or WWF. I should say.
Yeah, if you remember, the Bret Hart era was losing a lot of money.
But that was because of everything.
He had to pick up his slack. Goddamn.
Hold on.
Hogan and Macho Man, they added a lot of money to wrestling.
I know, but Shawn Michaels had to pick up Bret Hart fucking slack.
That wasn't Bret Hart's fault. That was Vince's fault.
Bret Hart's best match? What's your favorite Bret Hart? What's his best match? His money-making match?
To me, it was damn right.
Hold on. What was the match now?
Him and Stone Cold, WrestleMania was 13.
Yeah. Him and Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania.
I don't think WrestleMania.
Nah, not me. No. Oh, wait.
13, when he turned heel and he actually put somebody over.
He put Shawn Michaels over at WrestleMania 12. What you mean?
Shawn Michaels already a star. He shot Stone Cold.
But he had never dropped the belt.
He did put Stone Cold over.
But he put Shawn Michaels over first.
Then after that, Shawn Michaels got his ass whooped in Buffalo, not by one U.S. soldier. It was not by a group of soldiers, but one dude.
Okay.
Get him, Mr.
Okay. Hey. He wasn't the one that was whining. You guys are a bunch of degenerates.
Hey, he gave him their name, though.
Get with the program. Get the program.
He got with the program. He kickstarted it. That was a great angle when they did. Okay. The old versus the new.
Put Shawn Michaels over on Survivor Series 1997.
Because Shawn was a dick. And he was on drugs.
Cocaine is
not a
drug.
Okay.
It was two egos going at it. All over one bitch. All this was over Sonny.
You lose.
You got to blame Sonny for that.
You lose. That's just how it goes. Shawn Michaels did it. Stone Cold did it. Undertaker did it. Everybody did it.
Hold on, Miss Hightower. I got to disagree. Because Shawn Michaels lost that title at Survivor Series 96, but he damn sure won it back in San Antonio at Royal Rumble 97 in his hometown.
Yep.
So
damn right.
I'm impartial, but I'm just saying, facts is facts.
Let me play a little bit of this.
Initiative to get the Hart Foundation in the Hall of Fame, which would ultimately result in the late great Owen Hart getting into the Hall of Fame through HartFoundationForHallOfFame.com or OwenHartForHallOfFame.com. Why don't you talk more about that aspect?
Well, I mean, if you look at this year's, I mean, I'm never going to take anything away from any of the inductees that they've had, but to me, the Hall of Fame this year, you know, I have a voice of protest as a sort of legendary figure in the industry. I'm embarrassed that there's so many great wrestlers out there that have never been given their credit, never got their due. Rick Rude, you know, there's a guy that definitely should be in the Hall of Fame. The Rougeau Brothers, the Demolition, you know, but more importantly, you know, I think the Hart Foundation, you know, why have they been overlooked? When you can induct the Freebirds, who never did squat in WWE.
Stop it right there.
Ever.
Stop it right
never
there.
Drew any
he said WWE.
But it's the Hall of Fame in general, bro.
Yeah.
It's for their whole career. If that was the case, Ric Flair in the Hall of Fame, because he's only WWF champion one time. No, twice.
Now, he did say in the rest of it that you're here that they may have done something big in Texas, which they did. But when you hear what he said about
WWE?
But yeah.
Because they didn't package them right. But in WCW, they was the junk.
Let me finish this up.
When I remember the Freebirds, they were all drunk and passed out at the gate at one of the airports my first day in WWF. None of them even made the show that day. They were too drunk to make their plane. They actually had to open the door and make them roll over and they still never got on the plane. And you know, I remember a few weeks later when I was wrestling, I was just starting in WWF, and they showed up at the building about 9:30 in Providence, Rhode Island. And I remember Andre the Giant said, "You guys are fired." And I remember Michael Hayes cutting a promo on Andre, telling him, "You can't fire me, and who do you think you are? And we'll see who's fired tomorrow." And I remember Andre said, "Yeah, we'll see who's fired tomorrow." They were fired. They were gone the next day. I never saw them. Michael Hayes showed up years later as Doc Hendricks and became in the management and all that. And then I've always got along with him. But, I mean, as far as their contribution to wrestling, give me a break. You know, they're all pillheads and, for lack of a better word, they're all screwed.
Okay.
Stop this, man.
Nah, they told about that story on Legends of Wrestling.
But dude is angry, frustrated, and he ain't got no reason to be, dog. He got a fine black wife.
Yeah.
A WWF champion.
Yeah.
A handful of times.
Mm-hmm.
Sit your ass down to be easy, man.
Maybe he wants to whoop Goldberg's ass. Maybe that is itching at him.
But that's who Goldberg needs to come back and fight.
Blank Goldberg.
Huh?
Stop blaming Shaka for all your teams and blame Goldberg for yourself.
Oh, no. Trust me, I blame Goldberg. But like I said, I like the argument.
I'm glad he got screwed.
It helped wrestling as the whole business, but there's other things I just didn't like with Shawn Michaels back then when they got older. And then the more and more interviews I listened to with various people, they could be haters, but at times I just... It's some base in reality.
But you know what, though?
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
Dr. Doom, and yes. I quote, to quote the great Vince McMahon, "I didn't screw Brett. Brett screwed Brett."
Sure, I did.
I'm not oblivious to that. I understand the whole situation. It was a black eye. Everybody on both sides had an issue. I'm just saying.
Hold on.
Bret Hart offense.
Hold on. Why Shawn Michaels got a black eye? He's supposed to win the belt.
Yeah, I got that. No, I'm just saying in terms of that whole situation and the contract, it's multiple shades of gray.
We ain't talking about that. We talking about Survivor Series 1997. Red got to do the job because he's leaving.
But I swear, if Hogan was in the same place, I don't think he would have did it. And I kind of believe...
You know, Hogan's a different monster.
Hold on now.
You can't put Bret Hart on the level of Hollywood.
Saying is, I had a feeling that he didn't say he wanted to put him over. He just said he didn't want to put him over in Canada. Now, if they would have went back on that Raw, I do believe he was a man of his word, and he would have dropped the belt to him on Monday night.
Need to put him over in Raw. We need to do business tonight.
Right, yeah. Right. At some point, and there's other guys, too, who's been on record saying Brett was hard to work with. And the main guy who's been on the record saying he was hard to work with is Taker. Taker has said many times that Brett was hard to work with. Kevin
Taker
Nash
put him over at SummerSlam earlier that year.
Yep. Kevin Nash
Taker,
said the
Taker
same thing.
Taker beat the hottest dude in the company at that time for the title, which was Psycho Sid.
Yep.
Psycho Sid was more over even than Shawn Michaels.
I know, I'm a Psycho Sid fan too.
Ugh, I hated Psycho Sid. But
he was over.
He was over. But
I'll bomb my kids in high school during that time.
Fucking
But Kevin Nash too.
In the 96, Psycho Sid in the WWF was the hottest name.
Yep.
Damn
him
right.
And Stone Cold.
Yep. But the thing about it though, Kevin Nash said the same thing. The guy was hard to work with.
Yeah.
He didn't want to put nobody over.
He wanted to do his things his way. And you can't do
that. No. Bret Hart got this conception, misconception that he's more important to this business than he really truly is.
Hey, you could have said the same for everybody that was in the clique. They fucked a lot of dudes.
Oh, hold on.
Hold up now. You can't say
but
that.
But they did business, though.
Yeah, yeah.
With themselves. People. I mean, no. Sean
put bread over.
Sure did.
Yeah, but who else did Sean put over at that time? I'm talking about, take Bret Hart out the equation or top tier talents. What about other guys that was coming up?
No.
Undertaker was already over.
Yep.
You put Psycho Sid over.
Psycho Sid, they had no choice. I mean, Vince loved big dudes. But after that,
Nash, you know, put him over.
Huh? They're but boys.
You put Kevin Nash over.
But they're boys, though. That's what I'm saying. Look at the, besides the clique in France, who else got over at that time? Damn, the Patriot was kind of hot. Nobody on both sides didn't want to
put him over. Put the Patriot over. I got
Sean and them on the
Patriot. Hold on now. I got a preview where the Patriots will get a title shot. The damn match turned into an 8-man tag.
It did.
Like I said, both sides didn't put nobody over during that time with certain people.
No. Undertaker, they did when that Hell in a Cell match. So Michaels put him over, even though Shawn Michaels won. He still put
him
over.
The Undertaker took some years off of Shawn Michaels' life in that match.
The only person I felt sorry for during that whole time Shawn Michaels was like that, Tatanka.
Yeah, he had that
I kind of felt for old boy.
Hey, but let me be a little bit of voice of reason.
And that wasn't, and it wasn't like Goldberg Street. That street was legit.
Well, all started this shit, and everybody's arguing about Shawn and Bret. Can we put the blame on Sonny's ass?
We got to put it on Bret, because Bret didn't want to do the job in Montreal.
Right.
I'm talking about the catalyst.
You leaving going on about the
right. Right.
What did he say, Tony C? What did he say? What did he say? What did he say in that documentary, Tony C? I want to walk out with my head up.
Yep.
What?
Can't walk up with your head?
No, man.
Well, I should have walked that fucking night.
It was two egos, all right? Well, fuck Shawn Michaels, man. I hate
Shawn. Fucking night. His ass should have laid down for Shawn Michaels that fucking night.
And Shawn Michaels should have laid down whoever he did when he lost his smile. And if it wasn't for the Undertaker who threatened to whoop his ass at damn WrestleMania, I don't think he would have tried to put Stone Cold over.
I just want to say Bret Hart is the only person to ever lose the WWF title by his own finisher. Damn shame.
Yeah.
Damn
shame. He lost it in his championship.
No. Didn't The Rock lose it? No. Didn't
nope.
He?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Oh, damn.
Mm-mm.
Damn Bret Hart. That's what he need to sit down and marinate on. Sit back and marinate on that.
No.
You the only person to ever lose the title by your own finish.
Your own finish, you move.
Have several seats. Tired of Bret Hart. Old grump ass.
He ain't more relevant to wrestling than he really is. He goes on to say.
I'm just saying, just give him a tad bit of respect. I ain't saying everything he's saying right now, but damn.
He
respect.
Is.
But when you crap on the Freebirds, man.
Yeah, that was
one. But they were
legends, and they are legends.
Yeah, I know they were legends. Exactly. But like I said, when they came up.
But it's not the WWF Hall of Fame, though,
my dude. Yeah. It is the WWF. It's not wrestling. That's the WWE Hall of Fame, and then they got a national was the cauliflower
based on. Yeah, you're right. By name only. It's the WWF Hall of Fame by name only.
In that same,
they put them in by their career.
In that same interview, he talked trash about Owen Hart's wife. And that same,
you need to talk trash about her because she ain't. I think Owen would have been in the Hall of Fame. Let's face it. I think Owen would have been in the Hall of Fame if it wasn't for her. We just now barely got a DVD from her, because of her.
Yeah.
Bret better sit down somewhere. He damn so lucky he ain't know.
He's probably getting a lap dance right now, laughing at all us arguing about him.
he just
ain't arguing about it. If anything, I'm gonna send Goldberg to find him.
I just want Goldberg to slap the shit out of him in Canada. I just want to go
Goldberg.
Oh, fucking wake up, dude! You're Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's
got on the. You got a badass black wife. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. Your life is love.
I just don't like Shawn Michaels.
He just bitter.
Who's bitter?
Brett's fucking bitter. Like,
I mean, but you know, his brother died that year. I think his career ended. You know, maybe it took him down a downward spiral of hatred. It made him
stay
into
in
a
that
villain.
Rabbit hole. Don't be trying to pull everybody else down in your rabbit hole.
Right. I bet you this. If Owen Hart was still alive, Shawn Michaels would have put him over.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, Shawn
Michaels. He wouldn't.
Shawn Michaels would have talked about
that. Hell no.
He would have did it. Because
he would have put him.
He never had no problem with Owen Hart. He never had problems with Owen Hart like that.
But why didn't he put him
Brett and Bulldog?
Brett and Bulldog. He never had problems with Hart.
Like I said, Shawn Michaels didn't put over Owen when he had that little feud after Brett left. When he came back as a Black Hart. He didn't need Russell.
Shawn Michaels is one of the only people that beat two people in their home country, Briz Bulldog and Bret Hart. Damn, Shawn Michaels, he's a nasty bastard.
Again,
I call you boy nasty boy.
What about Hogan? Hogan won't put
people in their home country though.
Hogan would even put Shawn Michaels over in SummerSlam.
Hogan wouldn't even wrestle Bret Hart back then. Or Rick Rude.
That wasn't on his level.
Hogan
was scared of Rick Rude.
He put Luger over.
Ain't nobody gonna put Luger over. I wouldn't even put Luger over.
He put Luger over.
Luger drew more money than Bret Hart ever will.
He put Luger over.
I lost respect for Luger when he got out of the cage with Dan Bruiser Brody. He ain't want no more of that. They got that on footage.
Well, there's a lot of people who wouldn't fault Bruiser Brody now.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker was on that show trying to make a couple of bucks. Selling his role, man.
And another thing, why hasn't Hulk Hogan never wrestled Dan Rick Rude?
They did wrestle one time.
No, they haven't.
It went, man.
I don't count a tag match.
Didn't they?
No, they never wrestled. Hogan has never had a program with Rick Rude.
Like I say, he probably didn't see Rick Rude. He probably didn't consider
Hollywood Hogan.
He probably didn't consider Rude on his level.
But shit.
Well, he didn't consider Bret Hart on his level. And Bret needed to recognize Bret Hart warped mind. He up there with Ric Flair and Triple H and
Hogan
and Rock and of course Hogan. But that's not it. You ain't even in the same stratosphere, man.
Nope.
You good where you at? You, two or three times WWF champion? Five-time champion or whatever?
And what was his contract? He was making like $55 million at the time.
No, he wasn't. He was making like $3 or $4 million. They didn't have those big contracts.
Never had contracts like that back in the day.
He had a big contract.
I know he had a big one.
Couldn't afford to pay him after they gave him that contract.
But he wanted like a 20-year contract. Or another 10 years.
On a guaranteed money. That's what it was. WCW was offering guaranteed money.
And that's why he WCW and he became trash.
Hey, hold up. They didn't book him right in WCW. And his knuckle was still broken. Busting this man in the five head.
You going to join the NWO 2000 silver black NWO. Get the fuck
out. And you better shut up before we send Goldberg to come find his ass. Hey, the rest of your damn mind out.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about that.
Fine.
I'll send Brett some protection. I'll send him two Doom bots. I can't worry about Dan Goldberg.
I'll have to send him something.
Oh, my goodness.
You got them brains out.
Hey, I don't know if Goldberg can kick anymore. He's a goddamn double knee surgery.
It was a 20-year contract that he signed back in 96. So that would have, if he would have stayed, I would have probably finished out his career.
Yep. Like, we'll never know. It's fucking, I want to kick people's head off now.
And the thing with Britt, man, and the thing with Britt,
if he'd have stayed in the WWE, he'd have probably had a longer career.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wouldn't have met Goldberg.
Yeah, he wouldn't have met Goldberg.
Hey, on the trap door. Oh, that's the Bulldog. Hey,
he would have been fired. I seen him right there.
Exactly.
Not even put him over.
Nope. At trying to figure out why he should put John Cena over.
Hey, have
in the book seen it?
Right.
Cena did it to people too. So I mean, isn't it a trend that everybody's a champ don't want to put nobody over?
That's not true. Cause Triple H damn sure put John Cena over WrestleMania 21. Now
Edge was a champion a bunch of times. And he put a lot of people over.
You know, as most wrestlers, they'll tell you that he just put over AJ.
Cena is okay. Let me say what Cena is. Cena's a hypocrite. He called Rock out. He's called the Rock out about going to Hollywood and all this. Now what's he doing right now? He is 2 feet. He's 1 foot out wrestling. Yeah,
keep believing that feud was real.
His last, Bret Hart's last.
You know, Surfer Two Boys ain't friends in real. They homies in real life.
They might not be friends, but that whole thing was just
they homies. They friends.
Yeah,
that last let Rock fuck Nikki.
the only hate that's probably real in real life is CM Punk and Rock.
Yeah. Real quick, yeah. Bret Hart's last contract totaled $6,754,074.
He had a
reimbursement for disability up to $100,000.
Goldberg.
And so Bret Hart, he had money.
Oh, I ain't saying that. I mean, you got to look at the time. And it was like old wrestling. Like, hey, you can leave a company and go to another one. But they killed that company.
Right.
Because think if WCW was still around. You think half these guys would be staying in WWF?
Yeah.
Cesaro would have been gone.
Yep.
All I know is goddamn somebody who lost the Magnus is going to beat John Cena again. This is just terrible now.
And took his girl.
Oh, thank you. Randy put the match up. Hogan and Rick Rude. Randy put the match up.
What, Rick Rude and Hogan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that took place one time.
Was it 1-on-1?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was a DQ finish or something. They had to bump heads at least once.
Yeah.
Both of them was
the AWA?
No, I think it was WWF.
WWF.
Yeah, it said WWF.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
They did like 15 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah. This must be a fun.
I keep forgetting Hogan back in his young day could go a little bit.
Hey, y'all gonna quit trying Hollywood like he ain't never been able to. Hell, he went 30 something.
I'm talking about Hulk Hogan.
He went 34 minutes, 30 minutes plus with the Ultimate Warrior. Now I'll see.
Hey, man, the Ultimate Warrior back then had cardio, man. It was crossing his wrestling matches.
That was not cardio. That was cocaine.
He was just breathing hard and sweating, man. He was getting a good workout, man.
No, that was not cardio.
Let me tell you this. Hollywood can tell the fucking story.
And I tell you this too, if you go back and look at that Ultimate Warrior match, he about kicked out at two.
Damn right.
He about kicked out. He ain't wanna lose the Warrior. He about kicked out at two.
Oh yeah, he did.
He almost kicked out.
He had to lose though.
Go back and look at it. He almost kicked out at two. If you go back and look at the video.
I'll remember that. Yeah.
He ain't wanna lose.
I seen that many times. Yeah, but hell, Hogan got down 18 minutes on Goldberg. Hollywood Hogan got 18. Who?
Hogan put The Rock over, right? At WrestleMania 18.
Yeah.
But the
crowd was going. But the crowd was Hogan. The crowd was going for Hogan.
He put him. That was
a special moment. That was the actual passing of the torch when they did Cena. Cena and the damn Rock.
That's why he put him over twice, that, right?
Well, Rock and Hogan?
Yeah, yeah. It was two times, right?
He put him over once.
No, when the Rock went heel, he put out Hogan.
No, the Rock and Hogan, they had two matches, huh?
Yeah.
Has Hogan ever beat The Undertaker?
Remember The Undertaker? Wait, was it?
Hogan first, and I think
one the time, two men, beat him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, what else? The hell, you know,
Shawn Michaels putting over John Cena.
I ain't talking about one of the very fine God Shawn Michaels that was repenting for all the sins he's done. Damn it. Damn.
Yo,
the sign of Jesus.
That's putting everybody over at that time.
Damn right. That's because he found God and got off all the drugs. Mr. Gonna let us kids down with the, I lost my smile with that damn video and shit back in the day.
He really never put over Triple H. I think that's one person he could never put. You put him over only like Triple H. Shawn Michaels never put over
Triple H. Didn't
yes, he did.
Put over. He married the boss's
yes,
daughter.
Did. That's yes, he did.
Over once.
He beat him. He beat him in Three Stages of Hell.
That was Stone Cold.
No. In Three Stages of Hell.
Three
Stages of Hell.
That was during the time I was in Europe. I don't remember that era in wrestling.
Because Shawn Michaels had won the belt at the Elimination Chamber as a boxer.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, he won that Elimination Chamber, then he beat him in Three Stages of Hell.
One time,
Shawn Michaels literally beat his ass.
Wait a minute now. Hold on. What about that
SummerSlam
match?
Tony C, you
sound
kind of.
Whoop his ass.
Tony
yeah,
C.
Like a robot.
You kind of sound like a robot there, Tony C. Can you call back in? All
right.
Okay. The thing that gets me with Shawn, particularly when Shawn retired, he never gave. I'll say this once I say
you
it.
You hear me better now?
That's better. He never gave any love to Marty.
Because he kicked him through the damn window.
He kicked him through the window? Need to give him no damn love?
They were the Rockers.
Rock, till you stop. Rock, never stop. Marty Jannetty, everybody.
They were the Rockers.
Did he show any love to Sonny? To help put the catalyst, to put the wedge between you?
He showed love all over her face.
Coke. Right. Oh, him coked up on the damn interview, giving a promo on coke. Man, fuck Shawn Michaels. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, but
uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Got HBK, man.
I'm talking about the stuff he's did. I ain't talking about his wrestling. I'm talking about the antics.
He had a dark period.
Okay. That's the period I'm talking about. I ain't talking about, I found God, period.
The Sonny era.
Yeah. Yes.
1997. Hey, Shawn Michaels was the bed, but that's why I really love Shawn Michaels back there when he was on the pills. He didn't go
like
that.
But like I said,
nobody.
Imagine if that shit with Sonny never happened, how much good matches we would have got.
We still got Shawn
Michaels. Shawn Michaels. Now, man, Shawn Michaels was at a point where he don't give a fuck.
Well, I'm saying
Royal Rumble match with Taker, the Castle match wasn't that bad.
That wasn't
when he broke his back, right?
Yeah.
I told you, man, that was my favorite Undertaker because he was really crippling motherfuckers.
Well, he said hit his back, he hit his lower back on that Castle.
Damn right. Like he said, he crippled more people than polio.
My Undertaker was the Ministry Undertaker when he just fucking beat the shit out of everybody.
When they home Big Boss Man?
Yeah.
Motherfucker,
when he's speaking in tongue and shit.
Yeah, right.
Lord Timberlake.
And when they was going to bomb Stone Cold.
You got
this guy.
You guys remember? You guys
remember? kill Stone Cold.
You guys remember?
And when they had that, what the fuck, that bat, when he tried to marry that unholy matrimony.
And that shit was crazy, though, bro. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like,
fucking weird.
You got
to like put gas on Jim Ross or a referee's gonna send his ass on
that
fire.
That was Kane, wasn't it?
No, Kane put on Jim Ross.
That
was Kane. That was Kane.
Nah, it was a referee that got caught just gonna put gas on him.
At that King of the Ring 98, when the Hell in a Cell match, the steel cage match between Austin and, it was a regular match, then the cage came down.
Yeah.
It was the first blood match.
Blood match, so yeah.
Came out there and poured the gas. That's what I was talking about.
Hey, I got a question on that match. How the fuck did Mick Foley come out and do a run in and take a chair shot that night? Because that was the night of Hell in a Cell.
Because
I don't know.
Because we came.
I guess so, because I don't know why he wasn't even at the hospital at that time.
All right, Mick Foley,
and he took a stunner.
This motherfucker like is missing half of his brain, yo.
All right, guys, let's go ahead.
And I'm trying to figure out, William, just one last thing. Hmm? I'm trying to figure out how the hell people think that damn Halle Berry didn't know goddamn Ric Flair. I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, that's not there.
He was all night married. David just, he'll remember the IWO 2. But she was in that, they were in Atlanta.
I was trying to explain to Surfer, if they all went to the high-end clubs, Ric Flair was portraying that party lifestyle.
Snow and coat together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? JJ, they all in the man. Ric Flair probably hit him, man.
Damn,
he probably hit strictly business. Halle Berry, it was strictly business.
And she wasn't that big of an actor because you remember she was in low end movies like Baps during that time.
Yeah,
her first role was as a crackhead.
Yeah,
Fever. So you know what I'm saying?
She was doing
Yeah,
she was in Flintstone, but Jungle Fever was first.
Yep,
with that black ass Wesley Snipes. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
disrespectful. How you gonna disrespect Blade?
You
like
know,
that?
Ric Flair probably hit her when she was a crackhead or strictly business.
How you gonna
Ric Flair made her a star?
How you gonna disrespect Blade like that, man? Oh man,
I'm quoting the movie. Prime.
Blade.
I just want to say one more thing too. Bobby Lashley lost his title because he's an Uncle Tom. He protected Donald from hell, and that's why it's lost.
Hey, was Bobby Lashley grabbing the pussy?
Probably so.
That's what you're talking about. Bobby Lashley, Vince McMahon, they all think they can grab pussy like that. So, you know,
you grab him by that, and you got him, and you got him.
Yeah, Donald.
Do it, Lashley. Do it now.
Yeah.
You know what? I ain't be surprised somebody turn that into a rap song.
I hate about Ray. I know you listening, probably Ray. Saying CM Punk version of "Go to Sleep" and then the Tola Bellas. My version of going to sleep. You know damn well your ass watching Total Bellas, nigga.
I'm saying every time you hear a guy talk shit about how I don't watch that show.
How you know it sucked then?
Yeah, exactly. They know everything about it, but they never seen it.
See, I watch it with my wife. I get her to watch wrestling.
I watch it. I ain't gonna lie. I watch it. It's fucking funny.
Damn.
I don't give a fuck. I watch that shit. I put that shit on DVR and watch that shit when I have time. Shit.
Man, look, I ain't watching nothing crazy. IWO Cena and that crap he trying to pull.
And you know what? Something's crazy.
Yeah.
And nobody says this.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan's the first reverse second generation wrestler.
Huh?
John Laurinaitis married Nikki Bella's mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That John Cena dad and father-in-law. So,
So Daniel Bryan's a reverse second generation wrestler.
So, I'm going to say this right now. If John Cena wins the title tomorrow, it's an abuse of power.
He's going to win.
No. Hey, I got a song for you got to play next week. It's an old Raekwon song called Milk This Cow. You got to play it. Okay. They're milking the cash cow.
But if
John... I know he's leaving tomorrow, right?
Yeah, for the...
You got to do that grid shit, whatever the hell that show's name is.
But if he wins the title, it's an abuse of power.
Well, you know, certain people love abuse of power on this network, so they're going to be happy. Sissy with a sack of dicks. y'all know who it is.
Oh my goodness!
And I want to say something else so bad, but I'm gonna let it ride. I ain't gonna say nothing.
All right. Real quick, let's go over all the shows. Don't forget to check out all the fine shows on Rant AM Radio Tuesdays at 8 p.m. We got the Rant with Tony C and Double A. Wednesdays we got Thumbstick Ninjas at 9, Rant and Wrestling at 9. Saturdays, the Wrestling Call-In Show at 11 p.m. What are you reading? Comic book show.
Oh, wait, Will. What's the name of the show? Come on, tomorrow. gotta give this government thing.
The what?
Sit down with your dictator.
I'm sorry. That's right. Reviewing comics with Putin.
It's the what are you reading comic book show Sundays at 5.
50 minutes.
I don't know if we're doing a pre and post show tomorrow. I don't know if we're doing a pre and post show for the pay per view tomorrow. I did let AA know I could do it. I hadn't heard back from him yet, but I'm not sure. We may or may not do a post and pre tomorrow, but keep your eyes tuned to Rain and Radio for further developments on that. I'm just not really impressed with that card tomorrow. This seems to be like a throwaway pay-per-view to me.
Nah, man. I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be good, too. I think this one might be good.
Yeah.
We'll see. This seems like a throwaway to me. And someone said earlier about taking Titus O'Neil or Apollo
Crews
and making Power Man. Surfer said that last week, and you guys might be on to something there.
Look. Cruz could be Luke Cage, and then you know who could Titus O'Neil be?
Who?
Meteor Man.
Nah. Oh, Robert Townsend?
Damn.
Man, Meteor I like that man. Move, man. What you talking about?
That movie.
He could have been like Bill Cosby and Meteor Man. When he had that, when he had the jaw on the media, that's Titus O'Neil.
Oh no, Titus O'Neil got that bald head. He could be. What the fuck was that shit? This guy was damn it. Oh my god, I forgot his name. That he used a plunger.
Handyman.
Yeah, that was Handyman.
Handyman
was handicapped, man.
Yeah, he was handicapped.
What y'all talking about, man?
He was handicapped.
Yeah, that's who he could be. Wait, wasn't it Blank Man?
Blank Man, no.
No, Blank Man was the one with the plunger. Handyman was the one who flew around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I was talking about the one with the plunger that this guy played, one of the wings.
Yeah, it was Blank Man.
Yeah.
Damon Wayne.
Okay. All right. Do you have any other comments or anything like that before we get out of here for this evening, gentlemen?
Nah. I just want to say to Big Tone, I hope you having fun wherever you at. I know your 49ers trash right now, and that's why you hiding.
Hey.
It's hot out. I know you're a 49ers fan, too, so y'all getting your ass whooped. See, that's what happens when you talk bad about the Cowboys. You getting your ass whooped.
So trash. Y'all still... You know what?
How we trash? So if we trash, and we beat y'all, what that meant y'all?
Back to 17, and I got my ass... playing with the fucking cap. Y'all trying.
But I'm I'm about to ask you a serious question. So we trash and we beat y'all. What that make y'all?
Man, Blaine Gabbert sucks.
Sewage.
They already talking about going back to Colin Kaepernick, so we'll see on that development.
They need to bring back Steve Young and Joe Montana. Maybe. Matter of fact, y'all might need to find Steve Bono. Maybe he'll win.
Jeff Garcia.
No, not even Jeff Garcia.
I don't feel too crisp.
Y'all need to go back to Steve Bono. I don't feel, or Elvis Gerbach. Maybe what Gerbach did he say? Come back.
What did he say? I don't feel too crisp.
I'm just saying, when you talk bad about the Cowboys, you cannot be trash, and they are trash. Horrible. Y'all need Deshaun Watson. That's what y'all need. Y'all need to go on, lose, and draft him. Maybe y'all have a shot.
Oh, man.
And to Surfer, you bragging Patriot fan, y'all got shut out. How you NFL team and you don't score? Please tell me that.
Bills.
I want to know how you don't score. I just need to know. It's high school teams don't get shut out. And they playing for free. So, I just want to know how paid professionals, supposed to be the best team in the world.
That's what they playing. Pop Warner team.
Right, well, you see what happened. The Bills, y'all didn't score not a point. So, I just want that explained to me. The best team in the world ever, franchise ever, got shut out. So I want to explain that to me tomorrow on what are you ruling? Sit down with Putin. talking it up with Thanos.
60 minutes with Surfer.
60 minutes with Thanos. Dr. Claude, explain that to me with that iron fist about how y'all get shut out. 16-0. NFL team, shut up. Please explain. Please explain. I want to know. I need answers. You too, Ray. You still ask my y'all Patriots fans go quiet when they lose.
Yep.
I mean, when they and they the loudest things on the block.
But when they
so
lose.
I want to know. You think you got shut out. No point. You can score touchdowns in practice.
Well, field goal.
Shut out. Exactly, at least a field goal. Thank you, Dr. Doom. Now, that's all I want to say. The Cowboys might be quote unquote trash, like Miss Hightower want to think, but hell, we ain't getting shut out. So,
if
your New Orleans Saints is trash too. But
seriously, trash on that defense. Seriously, trash.
That's why.
See, what's going to fuck the Cowboys up is when Tony Romo come back and they put him in.
But that's going to make as long as we beat 49ers, I'm good. I'm moving on to another game. Just team that be talking trash.
Dez Bryant. That's the only player that's good.
Dez Bryant been dropping Elliott. Hold on, wait a minute.
That's the only play y'all got on there that I even fucking know.
After Zeke Elliott ran all over him, you gonna put some speck on Zeke name after he ran all over y'all. Come on now. Don't be like that, Ms. Hightower. And Dak threw on you. Be easily killed you. Come on now. Don't be like that.
What y'all need to be making fun of is Odell Beckham Jr. getting beat up by kicking that.
Yeah. Hey, man, that dude got problems, you know. He got emotional issues.
Odell Beckham is gay.
I'm telling you, man, Josh Norman got in his head, man.
You got against the gays. If you want to be,
you ain't going to have that sound clip with Surfer? Talking about the gay motherfucker?
How you turn into Surfer?
No problem. He's gay. He's probably gay. So he's sus.
Well, hey now.
So he's saying he used to catching, right?
Huh?
He said Odell's used to catching.
If my brother said he's gay, he's gay.
You can tell by his damn hair, dude.
Well, hey, didn't what's that? Liam Dunne got mad because she didn't get no shine from him.
You talk about the
dude. She don't look good anyway.
All right,
she seemed to be upset that the brothers don't give her no play.
She looked like a damn sack of potatoes, sir.
Okay.
No. All
right.
No.
All right, guys.
3-1, Tony C. Remember that.
I want to say
cheater. That shit happened.
Those the Cowboys 3-1, sir.
Yeah, you got shut out. No
point. How many games is the Cowboys win without Romo?
It don't matter.
Doesn't
he's not been shut out.
First all of all, right, when he's not there, y'all lose. And then when he's there, he's a three-quarter superstar.
All right, guys. I'm losing Tony C, so I'm going to go ahead and end the show right now. Well, thank you guys for calling in tonight. I do appreciate each and every one of you calling in. Thank you to everybody in the chat. I appreciate you guys calling in as well. If there is nothing else, please keep your eyes peeled on the website, rantamradio.com. Any information we have about pre- and post-show will be linked up there. Until next week, gentlemen, I'll see you then. Everyone, take care.
Peace.
Kept secret that leaked in 05. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm seeing the closed eyes. You keeping them wide open, you bound to go blind. In a town not known for shine, a cosign. Just get to throw signs and cats who throw down. Hipsters throwing up. I stay south of downtown, far from the maddening crowd. My analog logarithm is bound to rock in actual crowds, G. Put the G with the O-D, I ain't gotta spell it. So many stories in the C, go tell them. XP talk with a me and J Cook for. Let candid kill him unmercifully. Emergency. The smaller the circus will be, the larger the purpose. Shorter your circuitry, certainly. You need to fuck with me, cause hearing me is gonna make you wanna hustle harder.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull no show you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther.
Get up and get your getting gold going. It's all possible, partner. You gotta hustle, hustle hard, hard. Muscle, hog, hard. Plant your seeds and harvest. Oblivious to obstacles, it's obvious it's hard. Start at the first chapter, mash and mash that first. Learn how to bag it up, then get your paper. Smile a leaf of blood, two-step in my loafers. Kinda bipolar, so I'm doing it for both of us. Grinding your endeavors, the era is just a speed bump. Ain't much new up under the sun, it's all a rerun. Run.
Do your thing and run your hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody fool or show you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther.
Okay, what good is being froze for a minute if your soul isn't in it? You cold chilling, but you know we don't feel it. This that grown folk, separate the pros from the chilling. I'm fly, I can drive a photo on the ceiling. Nigga, I'm high, if you don't smoke, don't hit it. Wait, let me humble myself, composed on the pivot. But I never back down on my toes, on my business. We more clever than that now. Chicks blow me kisses, blow me in an instant. Bow me with the incense. I would think they love me if I didn't know any different. I'm trying to get this money, my nigga, we on the mission. But it's more than that, we're trying to change the flow while we living. It's more than rap, them dark forces at your back. So let your light shine, we can't afford to slack. They say, like minds that are great, think on the same page. Now tell me what your ink say, hey, come on.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull no show on you. So farther, play your game, don't let nobody.
Yeah, I got this.
Now what's it gonna take to make these passing moments great? Can't sit at home and marinate, it's time to sit to wait. I'm trying to fade them on, I take the cake like creme brulee, you need it too. Maneuver through the rain and violet hues, motivate a molecule, you see the truth is in the stoop. And the proof's behind a break, a little taste of how I do. They can hate, I'm Papa Dukes, I do this for my baby boo. Different strokes for other folks, suppose this ain't your cup of juice. Some of the tea, I'm sucker free, to each his own, we gon' feast, my homie. We leave the leap, it's the third is complete. Ain't no picture how to reach, ain't no goal we can't achieve. You see the souls of my elites have strolled a million miles at least. Before the Chuck T's and Adidas laced my feet, been undefeated by the streets while many fall beneath the scenes. I'm at the mercy of the wind, and I'ma be this fly forever. May my aim be justified and glorified in life and death. Let them hear ya.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody put mush on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther. Play your game, don't let nobody run nothing on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody put mush on you.